This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ plus radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A court has heard that two men pretended to be a gay couple before luring a woman to a public toilet in Perth where they allegedly raped her. A WA police spokesperson said during their investigation, sex assault squad detectives were also contacted by other women who were allegedly sexually assaulted by the same men. The two men are now facing 15 charges relating to their alleged sexual offences. The Darlinghurst buildings currently housing Gay Club Arc and the neighbouring Bodyline Sauna were listed for sale off-market earlier this week before the listing was abruptly pulled by the end of the day. Star Observer reached out to the real estate agent, who stated that, "Unfortunately, the vendor has had second thoughts and asked us to refrain from any further sales activity until further notice." Star Observer has also been told separately that an undisclosed Oxford Street venue put forward a legitimate offer to purchase the venue that was ultimately rejected by the owners. A viral TikTok video shows a Melbourne homophobe verbally attacking two women and lunging for their phone after the two women exchanged a quick public kiss in Coles Craigieburn. Since the couple uploaded the video yesterday, over 350,000 people viewed the clip of the confrontation between the Melbourne homophobe and the women. Victorian police are now investigating the incident, while Coles said in a statement that they oppose discrimination and were concerned to hear about this customer's experience. The Andrews government has so far failed to honour an election pledge to stop religious schools discriminating against LGBTQ staff and students who can still legally be sacked and expelled due to their sexuality. In an answer to a 2018 election survey, Victorian Labor vowed to fix gaps in protections for LGBTQ students and teachers through amendments to the Equal Opportunity Act. Sadly, this has yet to happen. A majority of LGBT adults in the USA have received a COVID vaccine, according to a first-of-its-kind survey. The Human Rights Campaign Foundation, the educational arm of the civil rights organisation, released a report stating that 92% of LGBT plus adults surveyed in the US had received at least one jab for COVID. Senior LGBT respondents were slightly more likely to have gotten vaccinated, with 94% of over 55s reported receiving at least their first shot. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
NFL player Carl Nassib says a weight has been lifted off his shoulders since coming out. Nassib made history on June 21 by becoming the first active NFL player to come out as gay, but told ESPN since sharing his truth he's received a surprisingly incredible response from fans and teammates and feels better on the field. Olympic soccer stars Christy Mewis and Sam Kerr have made their relationship Instagram official. The Aussie and US pair were rumoured to be an item before the Olympics, but speculation increased after Mewis was seen comforting Kerr after Team USA defeated Australia for bronze last week. Kerr then made the relationship public with a photo of the two and a heart emoji. After the games, American basketballer Sue Bird also shared a kiss with fiancé soccer player Megan Rapinoe. Former Olympic soccer teammates Chloe Legazzo and Mackenzie Berryhill are now engaged, and British Paralympians Jude Hammer and Lauren Rowles have started dating before heading to Tokyo. And finally, after winning bronze in Tokyo, Olympic boxer Harry Garside says he's an active campaigner for breaking down gender stereotypes and encourages people to fully express themselves. The lightweight boxer became the first Aussie in 33 years to win a medal at the games and told Star Observer he grew up more interested in activities his mum was into than his father and brothers and takes ballet lessons and painted his nails while competing. Garside also says the Reach Foundation helped him discover his true self and that he wanted to wear a dress to the opening ceremony but decided against it as he didn't want to offend anyone or take the spotlight away from the Aussie team.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week. Or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.